Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says soldiers stopped what he called a terrorist attack by some 20 people on a military base in the northwest city of Valencia Sunday, killing two, capturing eight others.
Así que el primer grupo huyó.
Mr. Maduro said the first group in the pre-dawn raid fled before the military could react, taking weapons from the base. A manhunt is underway, and Georgian State University political science professor Jennifer McCoy tells VOA some military personnel are uneasy about growing repression in Venezuela.
I'm not surprised that there would be some dissent within the military. There have already been perhaps up to 100 military personnel expressing their dissent from the government and detained at some point or another.
The attack was apparently led by a former National Guard officer who insisted it was not a coup. Comes just days after a government-sponsored election that formed a new constituent assembly to rewrite the Constitution. The opposition says it's aimed at keeping Mr. Maduro in power. One of its first acts was to remove the country's dissident top prosecutor, Luisa Ortega Diaz. Months of anti-government protests there have left more than 120 dead. Two foreigners, advisors to Kenya's opposition presidential candidate Raila Odinga, said they were seized by police. Happened on Friday, detained Saturday, expelled ahead of the country's election on Tuesday. American John Phillips and Canadian Andreas Katsouras were consultants to Odinga's National Super Alliance, hoping to unseat President Uhuru Kenyatta. Pre-election polls indicate that the race is close. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said today the best step North Korea could take to signal it is ready for dialogue would be to stop its missile test. Tillerson's comments follow a meeting between the top diplomats of China and North Korea, in which China urged Pyongyang to engage in dialogue with its neighbors and others. VOA asked Korea Society, Stephen Norbert, about the U.S. reluctance to meet at the table with Pyongyang.
Well, there has been hesitation because the precondition was a commitment to denuclearization. But I think that the pragmatic concerns are such that the advances warrant talk sooner than not. And there have been many proposals across the U.S. public sphere and in scholarly and analytical circles that a freeze is needed or some sort of moratorium, and that's only achieved through negotiation.
Meantime, the U.S. has cautiously welcomed China's support of new U.N. sanctions against North Korea, but said that it would closely monitor China's compliance with the penalties intended to deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year to fund its nuclear and ballistic missile program. Dozens of civilians were massacred in northern Afghan province of Sarpul. It is believed that as many as 50 people, including several Afghan soldiers, were killed. Civilians were said to belong to the Shiite Hazara community. Spokesperson for the provincial governor said the attackers were a mixture of Islamic State and Taliban fighters. Taliban said it captured the village but denied any civilian casualties. The premier of Australia's Queensland state, Anastasia Palucic, today told reporters her government is ready to help in any way it can with the situation in which U.S. Marines are missing after their aircraft crashed into the sea off of Australia's eastern coast.
My government is offering whatever assistance is needed, and we have conveyed that to U.S. authorities. I can also advise that the Royal Flying Doctor Service actually transferred an injured Marine down to the Royal Brisbane Hospital overnight, and that Marine has been taken care of. But once again, my heartfelt condolences to those Marine families that have lost loved ones, and we are doing everything we can with the recovery efforts.
U.S. aircraft had launched from a ship and was conducting regularly scheduled operations when it crashed into the water. 23 of 26 personnel aboard the aircraft were rescued. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.